Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And why do I get for my pain? Trade desire.
Edition of iMac with me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host on the other line, William Rameau. What's going on, Will?
What's up, bro? What's going on?
Good, good, man. Just watching the news. A lot of tragic news right now. I want to give out my condolences to all those who have families in Chile. You know, the Chile earthquake, of course, that's what everybody's talking about. 8.8 magnitude earthquake hit Chile. So I want to give out my condolences, and man, it just seems like one tragedy after another.
Yeah, I also give out my condolences to the people who's affected by this earthquake in Chile. I believe there's a tsunami in Hawaii or some other place. There's been, like, I think, three natural disasters lately.
Man, the world is going crazy right these days. Maybe.
Yeah, my condolences go out to everybody who's, directly affected by this.
Yeah, I hear there's like 200 people, over 200 people dead in Chile, so it's very tragic right now, man. It seems like doomsday is almost here, the way it's going. I mean,
it really
these
looks
hurricanes,
like
earthquakes, tsunamis, Avatar, you have all these, you have all these tragedies and stuff, man. I don't know.
Yeah, man, it's, yeah, it does look like it's the end of the world, because even in the Bible, they said there would be natural disasters in places that, you know, you'd never see or rarely see.
Yeah, maybe the minds are right. Maybe 2000 world, the world is going to end.
Well, I doubt the minds are wrong. I mean, this doesn't have nothing to do with the minds. I mean, I think it, you know, deals more with, you know, Bible prophecies.
Wait, you say you doubt that they're wrong?
No, I doubt. I believe the Mayans are wrong because.
Oh, you believe that they're wrong. Oh.
Because 2012 doesn't make any sense, because they could even see, you know, that their civilization would get, you know, knocked out, you know.
Well, hey, the way it is going right now, you don't know, man. You never know. Because it sure looks like the world's going to come to an end very soon. And I told you, before the world ends, I'm going to take a quick trip around the world. Just to see the world before the world ends, you know. And this is going to be in 30 days before the world ends. I'm going to go by car, and I'm going to visit every country by car before the world ends.
But you forget. You're not going to. How are you going to know when the world is going to end when you don't even know the day or the hour when.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Returns.
I'll do it tomorrow. Right by that. Okay? Starting tomorrow, I'm gonna take a 30-day trip around the world before the world ends.
Well, hopefully you'll be back in time for my show, Sports Urban Legend, at 6 p.m.
I'm gonna do it after your show. I'm gonna do it.
And do me one favor.
What?
When you do the trip around the world in 30 days, play the Indiana Jones theme song.
Oh, man, so, the world's coming up. It's coming to an end, man. Like, when the world ends on a day that it ends, like, what are you going to do exactly? Like, well, I mean, there's nothing you could really do. I mean, you could hide under your bed, but even if you hide under your bed, you're still going to die. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, before the world ends, right now I'm going to start building a time machine. And when the world ends, I'll step into that time machine. And I'll go back in time to, like, I don't know, 1980s, somewhere in the 1980s or something, and just live in the 1980s until now. You think that's a good idea?
First of all, you can't even build a time machine. Second of all, the world's not going to end, man.
You don't know.
The world as we know it might end.
I said when it doesn't. You don't know, and we don't know when it's going to end. But when it doesn't, I'm going to be prepared.
The world is not going to end. I'm telling you that right now.
You don't know.
Will it change? Yes.
You don't know that.
Once Jesus, you know, returns, the world as we know it will change.
You said yourself, it looks like doomsday is, you know, doomsday is coming.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like we're very close to the prophecies in Revelation are soon to happen.
And let's not make this into, like, a religious show. This is not about religion, by the way. This is about the end of the world.
Hey, you brought up the Mayans, and they believed.
I'm just saying, yeah, about 2012, about being the end of the world, you know.
Hey, we were talking about the end of the world.
You know.
Prophecies about the world ending, and I'm, you know, just
Well,
terrified.
No, I'm just saying that, like, from all these hurricanes, tsunamis, and stuff, I'm saying that it looks like the world could be ending. You never know, there'll be a big earthquake or hurricane that hits the United States, or just all of North America or South America, just the whole world.
And just like the producer just said, which he wisely pointed out,
mm-hmm.
that this is reminiscent to the Y2K. You know, everybody's like, oh my gosh, it's going to be 2000. Oh no, it's the end of the world. And of course, we know how that ended up.
Yeah, but that was different, though.
It's different because I bet we're going to be saying the same thing when 2012 passes
yeah,
by.
Yeah, but you're actually seeing what's going on, right? You're actually seeing natural disasters happening on the news.
We're not going to know when the Earth's going to change, you know.
Yeah, but you don't know that.
We're just speculating. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, but you don't know.
I have a question.
You don't know if it's going to end. You don't know if it's not. So there's no way for you to say it will or it will not.
Right. Here, and the producer...
And I really can't hear what the producer's saying, so you're basically arguing with someone. I can't hear on the...
No,
the audience can't hear.
No, I was just about to... I was just about to tell you what the producer was saying. She was saying that how, if she was God, which obviously we know she's not God,
mm-hmm.
and she knows that, but... Why would God prove that people who, you know, who don't even believe in him and don't, you know, believe in his, you know, his plans for the future, why would he put it on a day to make sure to prove people who don't even believe in it, you know?
Okay,
look. To make it seem
okay.
Right.
Again, this is not about God. Let's step away from that for a second.
It is about God, because we're talking about
natural disasters and the end of the world. Let's not, you know, put God into this, because, you know, like I said, this is not about that. It's about, look, you see the natural disasters happening about right now. You see the hurricanes. You see the tsunamis. You know, just saying, this could lead to one big catastrophe. You never know. The way it's going right now. That's what I'm saying.
And I'm telling you that the world's not going to end in 2012.
Okay, I'm not saying, okay, forget 2012. The way it's going, it looks like it's going to end very soon.
Yes, I strongly agree with that as well.
Okay? But the way it's going right now, with Hurricane Katrina, the earthquake in Haiti, the earthquake in Chile, I mean, it can't get any... It probably will get worse.
It will get worse. Believe that. It's gonna get a lot worse before it gets a lot better. Well, unfortunately, we just gotta, you know, keep up the faith and hope everything will turn out, you know, good.
Well, I hope before it ends, I hope I build a time machine by then so I could go back in time. And I know you think I can. I'll prove it to you that I could.
Well. Hey, if you want to build a time machine, you should go talk to Emil Brown.
Yeah.
I think he has a flux capacitor.
Yeah, you're referring to Back to the Future.
Yep.
Doc, who built the DeLorean time machine.
Yep.
Or you know what would be better? If I could quantum leap back in time into people's bodies.
Might as well quantum leap into him. Then you'll know his stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Mm.
Or better yet, I would love to quantum leap back to my younger self.
Wouldn't that be kind of painful?
Nah, man. Like, you could live your life over again and change some stuff.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's a good point. I mean, it is better than quantum leaping to your own self.
Yeah, and like, you have your old self into your younger self, and you could change some things.
Well, yeah, that'd be cool.
And not only that, but think about it. Like, in classes that you failed, you could actually pass now because you know everything.
Yeah. But what about if you quantum leap when you're about to get in a fight where you get your butt kicked?
Oh, well, I'll have to change that. Probably have to use an object or something. I don't know. But I would love, I'm going to find a way to build a time machine, and I would love to go back in time. Well, I mean, wouldn't you want to do that? That'd be cool.
I mean, it would be cool, but, I mean, it's not realistic, but it would be cool.
Hey, anything's possible. Anything is possible, man. You never know.
Well, I mean, I do agree anything is possible, but that, it hasn't been proven, so.
Man, come on, we just, 2 weeks ago, we just saw, actually last week, we just saw the Knicks get under clear salary cap. I mean, come on. Anything's possible.
That is true. If we get LeBron, that would definitely prove anything's possible.
Yeah. By the way, did the Knicks, did they lose yet?
Are we black?
No, did the Knicks lose?
Are we black?
Well, yeah.
Can you answer your question?
Oh, I guess okay. Oh. Well, I thought that was a real question, sorry. What was the score?
I believe it was, let me try to remember what the score was. It was like we had 109, they had, I think, 119 or something.
Oh, man. Well, Knicks suck.
Yeah, what else is new? And it appears that Jordan might be approved to be the major owner of the Charlotte Bobcats by next month.
Oh.
Or by the end of the month or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, man, have you been watching the Olympics?
A little bit, but not as much. I'm more into the Summer Olympics.
I've been watching some. It's not that bad. I mean, the snowboard. Hey, tomorrow is going to be a great game. In the hockey.
Oh, right, the hockey, right, yeah. I'll check that out.
USA
what time
versus
are they,
Canada.
What time are they giving that?
Damn, that might be in the afternoon maybe, or maybe morning.
Mm.
Tomorrow's the last day. They're going to have the closing ceremony in the evening. It's been good so far. I mean, it's been doing good in the ratings. You know, this Winter Olympics has been good.
Yeah. SNY, they're showing Tracy McGrady. They're saying the ticket prices have gone up since McGrady.
Say that again?
On SNY right now, they're talking about the ticket prices are going up, if you check that out.
Because of Tracy McGrady?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He's not LeBron.
Well, I mean, when healthy, he's a superstar player.
Yeah, that's true, but... Come on, man. Since his debut, he hasn't really done much.
I mean, he's had two. Oh, yeah, by the way, he got hurt, and he didn't show up for the rest of the game.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Yeah, he's been hurt, man. You can't expect him to do much. I mean, he's only had two, you know, good games as a Knick, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, the Olympics has been good, and tomorrow is the final day of the Winter Olympics, and Monday, Jay Leno comes back with Tonight Show.
Right.
You gonna watch that?
Leno, yeah, I'll check it out.
Because I know, you know, me and you were on Conan O'Brien's bandwagon there.
Right, yeah. But so. I think Conan's doing all right now, and he'll definitely do all right. The final score in the game is 120-109, in case if anybody cares.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nobody cares.
Well, unfortunately, we cared a couple of seconds ago, but now that it's official, we lost. We don't care right now.
Yeah, but as far as Conan O'Brien, he could sit back, relax, play with his balls, and just enjoy life right now because he has millions of dollars in the bank, and he's not going to be doing anything, really.
Yep.
Just sitting back at home, eating peanuts. So, and Jay Leno's going to be back on Monday.
Yep.
Back to his old time slot, his old show.
Yeah.
And I heard that Kevin Eubank is going to have a different role in the show. I don't know if he's still going to be the band leader or...
I don't know. Maybe he might be the announcer maybe, or his sidekick.
Oh,
kinda
yeah.
Like, what's his name? Ed McMahon was to Johnny Carson. But
yeah,
then
you're right about that.
But then again, you know.
Kevin Eubanks is, come on, man. You can't put him as a sidekick. He's
but
more
then again,
of a band guy.
But he is officially the second, you know, the sidekick of the show anyway.
Yeah, but come on. The guy's like a damn jazz musician, whatever he is. And all he does is laugh at Jay's jokes when
he
chimes in.
Yeah. So it'll be like Ed McMahon, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's basically what Ed McMahon did with Johnny Carson.
Late Ed McMahon.
Yeah.
Actually, Johnny Carson's late too.
Yeah. But I'll take a look at Jay Leno tomorrow. Monday, I mean. See what, you know, if it's the same show that he had before. And I think most people will tune in also.
Oh yeah, definitely to see how it is. You know?
Yeah. And you know, it is the Tonight Show, so.
Yeah.
So we shall see.
Even the biggest Conan supporters who are actors, I'm pretty sure 99% of them is gonna come back, you know.
Yeah, of
course. To promote their stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you're gonna have those A-list celebrities coming back on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you won't see people like Rosie O'Donnell who bashed Jalen. You won't see her anytime soon on the show, but
yeah.
You'll see some others. But yeah, I'll take a look at it.
Oh yeah. Speaking of Leno, remember I was telling you about this L.A. game, Rockstar Games making, called L.A. Noir?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, it takes place 1940s L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And you drive down streets that actually don't even exist anymore, because this is before they had freeways. But why I'm talking about this is because how they got the authentic vehicles in the game, they got it from Jay Leno, because, you know, Jay Leno got a
bunch of cars.
Huge, warehouse of authentic cars. So,
yeah,
you're going to see some of the cars that Jay Leno owned in the game.
Wow.
As weird as that sounds.
Wow.
You know, ancient fire trucks and cars and stuff like that.
L.A. Noir, that's the name of the game, right?
Yeah, it's going to come out September. And, of course, the other Rockstar game that they're promoting also is Red Dead Revolution,
man,
which is coming out in April.
I haven't had time to play any video games lately.
Mm-hmm. Red Dead Redemption.
Have you
played
any video games lately?
I played Halo 2 like yesterday, but before that, I haven't played video games in like over a week.
Yeah.
How weird does that sound?
Been too busy, man. Too busy
to
play video games.
I know, man.
The last video game I played was, what was the name of that video game again? Kill the Hooker? You heard that?
That was GTA. or any of the GTA games.
Yeah, it was a Rockstar game. No, I'm just joking around, but, the last video game I played, I think, was, Kung Fu Panda. Seriously, I played that game. And it was like
because it came with the 360.
Yeah.
It came with 360 and I think, what was it, Batman or Lego Star Wars?
Lego Star Wars, yeah.
Right, Lego Star Wars.
Actually, no, Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones, right.
Yeah,
right.
Lego Indiana Jones. So I played that for a little bit. But yeah, it's not a bad game.
Yeah, I haven't played that game in a while either.
Lego Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then they came out with a sequel, which is really the same game, same exact game, but they just added the new Indiana Jones movie into the game and changed the levels of the first three games.
Oh. I haven't even played that yet, the Lego Indiana Jones.
Have you heard news that Chris Nolan, the famous director from the Batman series, you know, Dark Knight and Batman Begins.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, he's the new, he's officially the golden boy of Warner Brothers. He's going to be like, his brother is going to, his brother's going to direct the next Superman movie.
Oh.
And he's going to be like the godfather, Chris Nolan of, he's going to, give advice, watch over the thing. So pretty much they're going to have a lot of DC movies that Chris Nolan, his brother, is going to, watch over it and, give Superman a reboot, man.
Yeah, that last Superman movie was stupid.
Yeah, it was easily the worst.
Superman Returns was probably the wackest Superman out of all the Superman movies.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How the hell you make Superman come back and didn't he marry, they made Lois. Was it Lois or Lana?
Yeah, no, Lois.
Lois, she had a baby. Wasn't she married also?
Yeah, she was married. It supposedly takes place between Superman 2 and 3.
That's dumb.
And he, whatchamacallit, he goes away, and then afterwards she moves on with her life, and she marries this guy, and she has a kid. But I mean, not to spoil the movie, let's just say you know, the guy isn't her husband isn't the father of the kid. Well, I guess we'll just leave it like that.
No, you could tell. I mean, who cares about that movie? You could spoil it. You know, nobody cares. That was a crappy movie anyway.
Oh, you saw the whole thing, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't see the whole thing?
No, I didn't. I know they were giving it recently on TNT or TBS, one of those channels.
So you didn't see the ending to know, you know, the paternity test and everything?
Nope.
All right, so I guess I don't know.
It's Clark Kent's baby, huh?
Maybe.
Tell. I mean, nobody cares. The movie is like 5 years old or something like that, the movie, right?
Probably. Okay, fine. Maury Povich, you know, he came into the movie. Now I'm playing. he is the father. Clark Kent is the father.
Yeah, I knew it.
But Clark Kent was like, see, I told you. And he lift up this huge card and just toss it at Maury.
It's dumb.
Hey, they should have done that in the movie. That movie would have been a lot more interesting if they did that. I bet you would have stick around in the end.
Yeah, I would have watched it.
And then the creepiest thing in the ending is that she still stays with him.
Mm-hmm.
She still stays with the husband that she married.
Right.
And then afterwards, the Lois and the man is raising the kid as if it's their own, while Superman is watching like a stalker as he flies off.
Man, that's the dumbest idea for Superman.
I know.
What's gonna be the idea for this new Superman movie? What's that gonna be about?
Oh, it's in the early stages. We don't know what the movies is gonna be about. You know, I think it's still in the developmental stage. We don't know they haven't discussed who's the actors or anything, but as we hope, hopefully they could find somebody who could play Superman well. I mean, no one has, filled Christopher Reeve's shoes. I'd say the closest would be Tom Welling, the guy who plays Superman in Smallville.
Right.
He'd be the perfect guy.
Because
the guy they picked, what's the guy named? I think Brian Roth or something like that.
Yeah.
Roth or something like that. He played Clark Kent very well. But when he's trying to be Superman, he just comes up looking like a super dork.
Yeah, he's puny.
I mean, he doesn't have the, like, Christopher Reeves, I mean, he made that role, man. He made it kind of like, you know, like Batman in the animated series, you know. It's like they're two different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Clark Kent is the, you know, the shy, clumsy one, and then Superman is, of course, you know, the confident one. It's like there's dual personalities, you know, to better disguise it. The guy who played in the Superman Returns, it was like Clark Kent in a tights, you know?
Yeah,
it wasn't believable.
He's not Superman. He doesn't look like a Superman at all.
And I'm pretty sure, you know, the viewers who are listening, you know, right now, they would agree with us right now.
Yeah, especially those diehard DC Superman fans.
Yeah, so there's rumors that they're going to make a bunch of DC movies. They're going to have, of course, Superman. They're going to have Justice League, which they've been rumoring. They've had rumors about that for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they're going to, you know, they might finally do it. So I hope the best person I think they should make do it is the guy from Smallville.
Yeah, they should. I mean, I haven't watched Smallville in a while, but yeah, he would be perfect fit for that role.
I haven't seen them in months, ever since they move days. They switch it from Thursday to Friday, and it conflicts with SmackDown.
Yeah.
So I haven't really watched it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in a while, in like years.
Yep.
But I mean, I guess, is Lois still on that show? She's not, right?
I would I would assume so.
I saw her, like, there was a show she used to be on. It was called Edgemont. It's like it's kind of like a teen drama show. It was a long time ago she did that.
Nah, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, well, they give it on Saturday mornings. That's how I found out.
Mm.
But, you know, she's cute.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And she's still on there?
I'm I'm pretty sure she's still there.
Damn, I gotta watch Smallville again then. All right, man. Let's go to break. Remember that clip I was telling you about that we were trying to play last week of this funny female comedian called Wendy Liebman?
Right.
And I was trying to play it last week, but we couldn't hear it on our end. But I think the audience could hear it. So I want to play all of the clip today for you, me, and the audience to hear it all together. So let me see. She was like one of the funniest female comedians in the 90s. And this clip is from her HBO special. Somewhere in the mid-90s, I would say. And she has these clever follow-up jokes that she does after the original joke. So, okay, once this damn switchboard loads, I want to play it for you guys.
I guess while you're doing that, I guess I'll make a quick point.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll keep the innocence of Superman. They won't try to make him into a dark, you know, gloomy, you know.
Yeah.
They want to make it serious, kind of like the first two movies, but don't make it like Superman is like this, you know, like
puny dork.
You know, like a puny dork or like a, you know, like try to make him act like he's Batman. You
yeah.
know, kind of give him the balance, you know. Make it serious like the first two movies, but don't make it like a joke, like, you know, like let's say Batman and Forever or Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Or the last two movies, I mean, I still like those two, but the first two were definitely more serious.
Yeah, definitely. All right, let me play this Wendy Liebman clip and we'll come back.
San Francisco! Please welcome Wendy Liebman!
Great. I can't believe this is my lucky day. You know why? Because I'm doing my first HBO special, and you're here. And today I found $20. Oh. Woo! Isn't that fun when you find money? Yeah? It was just sitting there in my bra. In quarters. And I immediately checked the other cup. Flat broke. But right before this, I was in Alaska. Yeah, I was there for 2 days and 6 nights, and it was so cold there, you guys. I saw a dog wearing a cat, and I didn't know what to do in Alaska. You know, I saw the pipeline, I ate some Eskimo pies, and I did, oh, that could have been a dirty joke, and I did, I went to the mall, you know, because I love to shoplift. I love that. And they thought I was somebody else there. They thought I was Ricky Lake. I guess I look like her a little bit. I mean, that might happen to you. You get mistaken for somebody else. I get Ricky Lake, that girl, Prince, Charles. Doesn't Prince Charles look like somebody kissed a frog and it didn't change all the way? Oh, and then some guy thought I was Lady Di. He was, like, pointing to me. He was like, Lady Di? I was like, me? Like, thank you. I'm not even blonde. Lady Di, wow. Then I found out he was just telling me what to do. I was so pissed at my father. I was just pissed. I'm too young to die. You always are. I just turned 32, and I feel so good about that. But I found a gray hair, yeah, and it was the first one on my chest. And I, that's just a joke. I'm 33, and I, for 2 years now, and I've been telling that joke for five. I don't feel 33, because I'm 34, so I don't feel, no, I'm 35. That's my final offer. I'm 35. But I don't feel my age. I don't. I feel bloated. I feel all puffy today, you know, because I'm retaining. lawyer because I got, I am puffy, you know why, because I got my period today. Yeah, I'm happy. And because most of my friends got it when they were 13. So I was, I'm very, very immature. That's what my pediatrician told me. All right, so I'm flying here, right, you guys? And there was a guy sitting next to me, and I could tell he really wanted me to shut up. And I could tell that, you know how I could tell? Because he kept saying, shut up! Could you shut up? Because I'm chatting and chatting, and he's busy, you know, flying the plane. And he's like, very focused on that bottle of vodka. And he was trying so hard. I know it's hard being a pilot. I dated a pilot. He was a kamikaze. He was really bad at it, though, you know. He kept landing. And then the flight attendant, Patty, what could I say about that bitch? She had... Oh, I'm sorry. I meant that. She had all the peanuts and the power, and she had, like, this gorgeous body. She had, like, this hourglass figure, and I have an hour and a half. I have a little too much time on my ass. I have...
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
She's funny, man.
Yeah, she's funny, and I see the point what you're saying. Like, she adds stuff after that. It's like... It's like it's in parentheses.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like what you're saying.
Just some follow up, you know, after the original one liner that she does. But you can always look for her stuff on YouTube. You know, type in her name and you'll find something she's done on talk shows and specials and stuff like that. Wendy Liebman, that's her name.
Yeah, you beat me too. I was just about to ask you what was her name again.
She looked good back in the day. Who would you say is the hottest female comedian right now?
Wow. I mean, there's some. One that pops in my head is Angela Johnson.
Oh, yeah. But Angela Johnson doesn't have an ass. She doesn't really have that much stuff. You know.
Yeah, there's been some. I'm trying to think of the other one.
There's Lynn Copeland.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I think I've seen her. Right, yeah.
There's some good-looking ones out there.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Was one of them called Landry, I think, last name?
Say that again?
Was one of their last names like Landry?
Allie Landry?
Maybe. But no, that's another one.
No,
the one you're talking about, I think she's a supermodel.
Oh, yeah. That is a supermodel, right. She was with Mario Lopez.
Right.
They broke it off until he cheated on her.
Yep.
There's some good ones. I can't think of any other ones right now.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
There's some good ones I've seen.
Yeah. I'm drawing a blank right now.
Sarah Silverman looks good sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah, okay. I mean, she has her moments.
But she acts so much like a tomboy. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Oh. But she is funny.
Yeah, when you see her in a dress, though, she looks hot. So, have you been watching Bad Girls Club?
Yeah, I have. I haven't seen this week's one, though.
Yeah.
Wait, is it? Oh, yeah, right. That's the, what is it? That's the one when they're having, like, the bonus scenes you haven't seen and behind the scenes.
Yeah,
stuff, like,
yeah, the bonus.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, for audience, for you guys out there who haven't watched the show, you know, the show's, it's on Oxygen. It's on the Woman Network. And the show is just about, you know, how many, six girls, they put in a house, in a mansion together, and all these six girls do is fight with each other, go out to clubs and party, and, you know, bring guys home to bang. That's basically the show right there. Just give you the whole summary of the show. And these girls are supposedly bad girls, you know. But, you know, a lot of them, some of them are good looking, some of them aren't.
Yeah.
Some of them are bad, some of them aren't, you know.
Right.
But I'll still bang all of them.
Mm-hmm.
The best looking one in the house right now, I would say, is Lexi.
Yeah.
I'd say the top three would be Lexi, Amber, and
Kendra.
And the blonde. The racist blonde.
You calling Kate?
Kate, yeah.
Man, nah, I think Kendra looked better than her.
Yeah, but then again, Kendra's not my cup of tea. If you know what I mean.
That's mine.
Well, yeah. But hey, weren't you one last week that said she's a hoe? And she's she gets around the block.
Well, I mean, she lives,
Yeah, so, hey, you're a two-face.
I wouldn't say, I didn't say she was one. I just said, she does,
And you said you wouldn't even date her.
No, I was saying generally speaking, I wasn't,
Yeah, you were saying that. Come on, don't lie,
generally speaking. I'm not lying.
Yes, you are.
I am not lying.
Okay.
I was there. I said it. I'm the one that spoke it. I know what I said.
Well, I remember you said that, though. Well, but out of all these girls, I think it's time to play a little game. America's favorite game show. Now, here we go. I'm going to give you three ladies from Bad Girls Club. You listening?
I'm listening.
Out of those three girls, you tell me who would you do, date, or marry. So do you want to play, Will?
I'm ready.
Okay. Since you like Kendra, I'm going to put Kendra into this.
Sure. Go ahead.
So, Kendra.
I was expecting she'd be in there.
Okay, she's in there. Kendra.
Even though I was expecting to play this game, but I'm game.
Okay, Kendra. I'm going to put Natalie in there. And I'm going to put Flo in there. So this is going to be a tough one. Kendra, Natalie, Flo. Out of all these three bad girls, who would you date? Who would you do? Who would you marry? The time is ticking.
All right. I do Natalie, even though she is, stuck up and, not my cup of tea, She's a little, too bossy for my taste, but I'll do her.
Okay.
I'd say Kendra.
You would date Kendra?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say I'd the last two was kind of tough.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say I'd date Kendra, and then I'd marry Flo, because she seemed like you know. Wow. She could be a little, I don't know, aggressive. I don't know. It's a toss-up between the last two.
Right. So would you say, okay, so you say you would do,
you know,
Natalie?
Yeah. You know what?
Date Kendra and marry Flo.
That's what I was going to say, but I switch it.
Oh, so you want to switch it now. You want to marry Kendra and date Flo.
Yeah, if, you know, she, you know, proves, you know, loyal. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's the answer.
You know, I agree with you. I agree with you. You know, Flo, I don't know. I don't think you can marry her. I mean, she's too aggressive. And I don't think she's really into men that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she probably wouldn't want to marry in the first place.
Yeah, that is true.
So I think I would just date her.
Yep.
Kendra, although she's a hoochie mama, you know, I think I would marry her in the end.
Yeah.
Maybe she could change her ways.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah. So in the end, we agree.
Yep.
Okay, now
I'm going to
give you another three now.
Because, I mean, you know, other than, you know, her extracurricular, you know, activities, I mean, she seemed like a, you know, cool girl.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we actually agree.
Yeah, we agree. Although you changed it, but I'll take it.
Hey, that was my final answer.
Okay, now I'm about to give you three other girls. Three other girls. Lexi, Amber, Kate. Do, date, marry.
What are the choices again?
Lexi, Amber, Kate.
Wow.
No, you know what? You know what? I'm probably going to take Kate out of this. Let me take Kate because she's a racist. Lexi, Annie, Amber.
Wow.
Do, date, marry. The time is ticking.
And the choices again?
Lexi, Annie, Amber. Do, who would you date? Who would you do? Who would you marry?
Okay. Well, let's lead off. Let's start with the important one. I'd say I'd marry Lexi.
Okay.
I did Amber. And let me see. What was the last one? Oh, Annie? You know, I do.
Okay, wait, okay. So you would marry Annie, you said?
No. Lexi.
You'd marry Lexi, okay.
Mm-hmm. Do Amber and date Annie.
You do Amber.
No. Annie.
Do Annie. Okay. And so you would, that leaves date. You would date
Amber.
Amber.
Right.
Hmm.
Can I could disagree?
Yeah, it's gonna look like that.
Hmm.
Let me see what I would do. I think I would date Lexi.
Mm-hmm.
You said you would marry her, right?
Yeah.
I don't think she's marriage material, to be honest. I could date her.
Yeah, you have a point there.
I'll date her.
I think I see we would disagree. I bet I see what you're going to do. You're going to marry Amber because, you know, Amber, you know, she's not a bad looking girl. She's loyal.
She likes black guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the one. That's a bonus.
Right.
She's out of all the girls, you know, she's down to earth, you know, she's not as wild as everybody else is.
I mean, other than, you know, dancing up on that other dude, I mean, she didn't do anything worse than that compared to the other girls.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have a point there.
I'll marry Amber, do Annie, date Lexi. What do you think?
Wait, say that one more time.
Marry Amber,
mm-hmm.
do Annie,
mm-hmm.
date Lexi.
Okay. So, yeah. Our top two choices are flipped.
Yeah.
Switched. Yeah. Now, in retrospect, I agree with you. I would change my vote to agree with yours, but it's too late now. But
yeah,
I agree.
You can't jump on the bandwagons. You can't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm sticking with my my choice.
Because
I see the logic. I see the logic with your choices. It makes sense, but
because,
yeah, I'm gonna stick with mine.
Yeah, because Annie, I mean, she's too nice. You can't date her or marry her, you know. She'll get annoying after a while. And Lexi, I mean, like I said, she's not marriage material, so you could only date her. And Amber, yeah, she's the perfect girl in that house to marry out of all of them.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay, I'm going to give you a tougher then. I'm going to give you a tougher one. And I'm going to put all seven of the girls in this.
All
right. Let's leave the one that left early. What's her name?
Which one, Portia?
Portia. I'm not including her in this because she's ugly. She's butt ugly. But let's include Kendra, Natalie, Flo, Lexi, Annie, Amber, and Kate. Out of those seven girls, who would you do date marry? Out of all those seven,
wow.
Pick three to do a date marry.
Wow. Wow.
This is a tougher version.
Yeah, this is, man. Man. Right now, I don't have the whole roster in my head, but off the top of my head, I would do Flo.
You do Flo? Okay.
Man. It's tough.
Yeah. Because you're picking from all seven, so you got to pick three.
Yeah. I guess date Lexi and then marry Amber.
Okay, so you would date Flo.
Mm-hmm.
Date Lexi, you said?
Yeah.
And marry Amber?
Yep.
Let's see here.
What is that?
I'm trying to think what I would do. I think I would do Lexi.
Oh, okay.
Date Flo. Marry Amber.
Not bad. I mean, we got the same three choices.
Yeah, we got the same three, but not in the same
exact
order.
Exact order.
Yeah, you're right. So that just tells you that we have a lot in common. Yeah, those three girls, you know, those are the three girls that I would, you know, think about dating, doing, marrying. So those are my choices. All the other girls, they could go get STDs for all I care.
Kendra's fine though. I mean,
Kendra?
She'd be in the mix, you know.
Yeah, but
for all three for me, but
she's,
you know,
too. She can be ghetto sometimes.
Yeah, but she's fine though.
She is fine.
I wouldn't mind.
But
I mean, if she, you know,
she's not on my list. So thanks again, Will, for playing this game of Do Get Mary.
Like I was saying, you know, she, you know, just chill, you know, be a little, you know.
Special edition of Do Date Marry.
You know, relax a bit, you know.
Yeah.
Have a little loyalty, you know. Should have been higher.
Yeah, but she's ghetto. She's, I don't know. There's something about her that I don't like.
Man, trust me. If she came next to you right now and hollered at you, you know you would have hollered.
Yeah, but come on, man. She's not even on Lexi's level. She's not even on Amber's level. She's not. I don't even think she's on Flo's level.
No, I'd say she's definitely on Flo's level.
I mean, I'll take her over Natalie, definitely. You know.
Well, yeah, duh.
And Annie.
Well, yeah, that's obvious.
Yeah, she's probably the fourth. She's probably the fourth best girl in the house.
So she's in the top three or top four.
Well, if she's in top three, you should have picked her then.
Well, it's a tough. Like I said, it was tough.
Hey.
You know, I had to, you know.
Well, like I said again, Will, thanks again for playing this edition of Do Date Marry. And hopefully we'll get to play this again next time. let's just stop it now. If something makes you want to, you know, it gets you in the moment, gets you excited to just bang a girl. I'm going to use that as an entrance when, you know, whenever I bring a girl back to my house. I don't know. We're about to do it. I just played that on the CD player. It's a good intro.
It sure is, man.
But we have 4 minutes left.
Go ahead playing the show with you, as usual.
Hey, anytime. We'll play some more in the upcoming weeks. So, wrestling. You want to talk some wrestling?
Oh, yeah. There's rumors that there's four of the top wrestlers might be retiring at WrestleMania.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah, Batista, which was a shocker for me.
Rey
Mysterio. And I'm surprised he's 41 years old. I thought he was like in his mid to late 30s. I mean, I didn't think he was 41 already.
Yeah, I knew he was that
old. He's older than Triple H.
Yeah, I knew he was that old.
You're older than Triple H, man.
Yeah, because he kind of looks like it. You could kind of look at him and say, yeah, that guy looks like he's a middle-aged guy.
Yeah. Yeah, Shawn Michaels, how old is he? Like 44, 45 about?
Who, Shawn Michaels?
Shawn Michaels.
Probably around there.
Yeah, I didn't know he was right up there with Shawn Michaels, you know, in age. And, you know, of course, like we just said, Shawn Michaels. And Undertaker, and even Rey Mysterio might be retiring at this, whatchamacallit?
After WrestleMania.
After WrestleMania. And, of course, it's a rematch of the against Shawn Michaels, Mr. WrestleMania, versus the Phenom, the Undertaker. But this time, folks, it's Undertaker's streak.
Yeah, that's on
the
line. It's
on the line again. And now, it's Shawn Michaels' career.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you rooting? Who do you think will win? And who do you want to win?
Man, that's a tough one right there.
I'm asking you, my friend.
Me? Ooh. Oh, you're asking me. I thought you were asking the audience. I think Shawn Michaels is going to win.
Too. Who do you think is going to win and who do you want to win?
Shawn Michaels
will
win and I want Shawn Michaels to win.
All right, well, here's what I think.
I
want
to take a streak to, you know, end. It's about time.
And here's my opinion.
Oh, Will, I apologize, but show's about to end, so you're going to have to share your opinion on your show tomorrow on Sports Urban Legend.
Yep, that'll give the fans a call in tomorrow. It's between 6 to 7.
Yeah.
Sports Entertainment, whatever you want.
Sports Urban Legend, check it out tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So we'll share his opinion with you guys. And Fry Mac, I'll see you guys next week, same time, same place. And Will, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, it's always a pleasure talking to you, man.
All right, man, I'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.